here for somebody, but it lives my side for 12.
Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, November 1st, 2022 at 7:00 PM, Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The agenda, call to order. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barrocchio?
Here.
Ms. Hohenlainer?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here by telephone.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Walker?
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Administration, approval of the October 3rd, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barrocchio?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenlainer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes, same.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Same.
Mr. Walker?
Yes. Payment of bills from October 13th, 2022 in the amount of $260,486.07.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barrocchio?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenlainer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes. Payment of bills from October 27th, 2022 in the amount of $124,380.52.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Barrocchio?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenlainer?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes. Number six, unfinished business, towboat. I'd like to provide a current status and scheduling updates on items concerned regarding the towboat building project. One, mold concerns. Out of an abundance of caution, we hired Centrex Environmental Solutions to inspect the towboat building for mold, mold spores, and IAQ sampling, which is indoor air quality. The entrance foyer and stairway, the towboat office, the state police office, the harbor office, also both bathroom trailers and all garage areas on the ground floor were individually inspected. The conclusion was, as a result of the samplings, there was no elevated count of mold spores found, and no further investigation or testing is recommended. Number two, towboat building unit heaters. There were no individual gas shut-off valves. A plumbing official from Atlantic Highlands determined that gas shut-off valves were required and need to be installed on each individual unit. To conclusion, we've scheduled this work with a private plumbing and heating company, and it will be completed prior to November 10th, 2022. Number three, restroom trailers. Plumbing venting and bathroom fans need to terminate outside. Conclusion, we've scheduled this work with a private plumbing and heating company to be completed prior to November 10th, 2022. Number four and five are the state police PTAC units and the towboat office PTAC units. The state police had leaking inside and condensation drainage issues. The towboat had leaking, well, they've had it numerous times, but most recently, when it rained, it came inside his office. Conclusion, we had private licensed HVAC company inspect both units. They have identified a corrective action plan, and they are scheduled to complete the work this week. So thank you. Number seven, new business. Number eight, correspondence. There are none. Consent agreement, none. Committee reports. Finance. Finance Chair, Mr. Baracchio.
Thank you. This month revenues look good. We're a bit flat this month, month to month. But we've got a 10% increase due to fuel sales. I think what's going on too is we're seeing the effects of higher fuel prices. It is hurting a little bit. And some of the winter contracts aren't in yet. Next month we'll have a better idea.
Okay. Thank you. Leases, Mr. Curry?
Yes, thank you. We have two leases that are due to expire May 31st of next year. We've heard from one of the tenants with their desire to discuss renewal, but not from the other one. I will be reaching out to that tenant within the next week or two, and then following up shortly with the other tenant. And then I also have one matter to discuss in executive session.
Okay, thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
The only thing I have tonight, Mr. Chair, is that I was hauled out a couple of weeks ago, and as usual, the yard guys did a stellar job. Just want to commend them for the service that they delivered to me, as well as all of our tenants in the harbor.
Okay, so thank you very much. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
I just want to thank Mr. Fugger and I discussed what's been going on down at the harbor for the last several weeks, and his response was boats, boats, and more boats. They're doing a lot of winter storage right now, obviously. And they seem to be on top of that. And if you have any questions regarding any other items in his report, he will answer them at his report time.
Thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus?
No report.
Thank you, sir. Special events, Ms. Hollenleitner?
Just to thank the harbor employees for doing a great job with Atlantic Highlands Day down in the harbor and the Fast Truck event. It was seamless, really well attended, and that was hugely because of the help there. Same goes for the Tenant Appreciation Dinner, was very well attended. And I know that I got some great feedback from tenants that Mr. Hergine and I have spoken about, and we'll be talking to Mr. Wall about to see if there's any possibility of implementing a few suggestions. And finally, I was at the Arts Council, had a fundraiser at GOAT, David Burke's restaurant, and I was talking to the chair of the Arts Council about bringing an event to the harbor, similar to the dinner we had a couple years ago down there, but maybe have a weekend event. So we talked about it 3 years ago, and Frank was really excited about implementing it, so I'd like to try to get that done this year so we've got time for, you know, about a year. It'd be in the fall. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Nothing per se, but I had mentioned a meeting or two ago that after about 11 or so years, we got the, I had asked the harbor master and his team to look into it, and they were able to correct and fix the message post sign outside of the senior building, and it's on now after 11 or so years. But in addition to that, what I had neglected to mention was that we also replaced the light bulbs on Sutton. So if anyone noticed that they're a lot brighter now, it's because they're LED bulbs. They're more energy efficient, and it's a lot brighter, and as a result, most likely a lot safer as well. So I just wanted to thank the harbor master for doing that as well. The only other thing is we're still looking to bring somebody on board to conduct the Zoom platform. We were able to, I think, move forward to get somebody for the planning and zoning. Believe it or not, it's not an easy task. You have to find somebody who wants to do it. Somebody's going to work for the big money that we offer for it. And you know, has the time. So, but we haven't forgotten about that. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont.
No report, Chair.
Thank you. Harbor Manager, Mr. Flieger.
You guys have my report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any of them. The only thing I do want to mention, we did have a water main break. Right down by the guard shack, takes care of the east end of the harbor. And Brannan's came in right away. They were doing work here in town already. Came right over, repaired that, got us back up and running within a few hours.
Okay, great. Thank you. Assistant Manager report, Mr. White.
Just two things. The company that purchased our
hired a travel lift. They got about 90% of it out of there, and by the end of the week, they'll have the rest of it out. The borough's been paid, and they're happy, and our guys are happy with the new lift. The other thing is, as of today, 4 of the new moorings have been installed. And we'll just keep working on the next 6 to get that in within the next week or 2.
And you're responsible for me having another dog in my house? Thank you.
That's great, Rich.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now is the public portion of the meeting. If anyone in the attendance would like to say something or address the commission, please stand up, state your name and address. Mr. Fisher? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Wall. Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. I'm not going to talk about the Tobo building per se, all the problems that we've been having. However, Commission Attorney won't allow the appointed Harbor Commissioners to speak about the subpar construction of the brand new building. So my comments and questions go to the process. I checked the Harbor Commission agendas from May through October and the Harbor Commission minutes from May through September. There have been 0 executive sessions scheduled or requested by the commissioners in meeting for the specific purpose of discussing and documenting how the appointed harbor commissioners on behalf of the taxpayers of Atlantic Islands that own the harbor arrive at a consensus on a path forward to give explicit and limited direction to the harbor commission attorney. The Open Public Meetings Act has specific rules on when and how things get discussed. Active legal issues are generally discussed and documented in closed to the public executive sessions. But by law, they must be discussed. Why else would we have a quasi-judicial Harbor Commission to make decisions on behalf of the taxpayers? So my questions are, when and where are those imperative and timely conversations held and decisions arrived at? That's my first question.
Well, I can answer that. So our operation is that we have committees on the commission, and the committees are working on some of the items that you're discussing as far as the Tobo building or whatever. They work on it amongst themselves in a committee, and then we'll come back out on the meeting and make recommendations whether we vote on it or not. But in the meantime, there is somebody working on those items.
But when is the final decisions on how Mr. DuPont should move forward made?
If I may.
Should be made in public.
Well, what we're going to do this evening, as you know, there is an executive session on this evening. So this evening we'll have further discussions on those committee instructions. So this evening I'll talk an exec on the litigation and lease negotiation issues.
But like Mr. Wall's report, obviously a lot has occurred in the last month. There's progress being made. Somebody at some point made all of those decisions for Mr. DuPont to execute with somebody, one of the contractors, and the testing firm, it sounds like. Coming to these meetings, I have heard nothing about those decisions being made in public.
And this is why we're having an executive session tonight, as to see what the plan of action is. And when we take action, I will certainly come back once I talk to the commissioners in executive session.
But my point is, action has already been taken.
No action has taken thus far, other than preparing for the potential litigation as well as the lease negotiation. So there's been no litigation filed. There's been no issues of that nature taken. So when we have executive session and that authority is given, we'll come back out in public and tell you what we're going to do.
Again, to Mr. Wall's report, a testing service was hired by somebody at some point, never discussed in public here.
Okay.
And you gave 5 different examples of when repairs are going to be made.
Right.
And another contractor came in, looked at the problems, made an assessment, and came up with a time schedule. Never heard anything about a contract with being hired for that.
But we haven't hired yet.
There hasn't been anyone hired.
There haven't been.
Certainly concerned about the timing as well.
There have been.
Nothing has been done.
There have been.
How can you give a schedule of completion if no one's been hired?
There's going to be a discussion this evening about the action to be taken. There have been complaints, and so therefore, after executive session, we will then act upon whatever the commissioners authorized to do.
So will there be action after the executive session, a decision made on the floor?
Correct. There will be discussion. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Smith?
Sure. Okay. Smitty, Tobo, Sandy Hook, 3160 Hollow, Red 9, New Jersey. I do appreciate that we're moving forward, but it is a very bad taste in my mouth that it has taken 2 years to get here. I've been told I'm going to get reports, we're going to get the reports, we're going to get what they did last time they were there, this, that, and the other thing. I do appreciate that we are moving forward, but, you know, I did ask to be released from the lease. I've been sent bills, I've been sent other contracts to sign, and it feels like you guys are reluctant to let me out of the lease, so why would I sign any more contracts with you? I mean, it's just kind of stupid, right? I mean, so nobody's talking to nobody. I called Lou to tell him, Lou, we haven't gotten an answer to the request I made on August 9th.
Nope.
How will we asking me to sign more stuff. He didn't know they were sent out. I don't know. I mean, but
so if I can, Smitty, you and I talk on a pretty regular basis. But so this evening we have executive session. We're going to go through all of the issues that is facing the towboat, and after that, when we get instructions from the commission, you'll then hear whatever the commission decides. Right now, your request hasn't been discussed, and we're doing it now since we have a board and we have the ability to discuss it.
On all due respect, 3 months to discuss it is a long time, right?
Well, again, you may believe that is, but there are a lot of variables that we had to review when I sat with you, your complaints. So there's a lot going into it. We appreciate your patience. And, you know, this evening we'll be discussing your request.
But it shouldn't be lost that two of the things that you were addressing are being addressed because they're actual code violations, right?
I believe that the one issue is the, and not getting into the particulars, the gas valves. And that's you know, we came out when you alerted us to the fact, and that's when the code officer came out.
I just want the facts to be
sure
conveyed correctly. The code enforcement guy came out four times. Four times. We had to come back and we had to ask for reports. We didn't get it written. We didn't get this. We didn't get that. I mean, I feel like we're saying this, and I'm not trying, the ball has been dropped somewhere down the line here.
Well, we have a shared service agreement regarding our code with, I believe, Middletown. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And so, you know, we have the necessary information. This evening we're going into exec. I think that we have a color of the issues facing towboat. And once the commission then discusses it and gives me the instructions, we'll lay it out.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone else would like to address the commission? Can I have a motion to leave the public portion and go into executive session?
I'll move it.
Second.
And it's for the purpose of lease negotiation and litigation, potential litigation.
Thank you.
We got to have a vote here.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Krause?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Quick question.
Her name is Tessie. Tessie, she came to us as cheesecake.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Nays?
Now, open the motion to open the public.
Right, look, I have a motion to get back into the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Now there's a, I believe that, there is a motion, to repair, the, well, let's start with the first one. A motion authorized, CME to do a water infiltration and a topographical, survey.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. So we need a motion to.
No, we got a roll call.
We need a roll call.
A roll call, I'm sorry.
Mr. Brockett?
Yes.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Now you do the repairs.
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Need a motion, to repair the state police PTAC unit and the towboat office PTAC unit.
So moved.
Second.
And that's all under, well, under the, build, the threshold?
Yes.
Roll call?
Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockett?
Yes.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Restroom trailers, plumbing venting, and bathroom fans need to terminate outside. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Repair.
To repairs.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockett?
Yes.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. And the towboat building unit heaters, to pay for the individual gas shut-off valves installed on each unit. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockett?
Yes.
Ms. Homelander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Okay. Mr. Curry?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we had a request by Mr. Smith at, Towboat USA to be released from his lease that was executed, in the spring of this year. Given the circumstances with the towboat building, the progress we're making on corrections as discussed just recently, and the, continued progress to pursue remediation, through, matters discussed under executive session. At this time, I move to deny his request.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockett?
We do reserve the right to come back to this issue as things are prepared.
Sure. Absolutely.
You can, yes.
Well, then, yes.
Ms. Homelander?
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All second. In favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Thank you.
Good night.
Meeting is adjourned.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.